Okay, gang, today we're going to change the color in an image. Now, this could be any photo, image, whatever. Just open it up in Photoshop. And this is really cool. Like, if you have a car, or let's say it could be even your own car. If you have an orange car, you want your car, your orange car to be red, or you want your red car to be purple. It doesn't matter. Just go ahead and open it up. I've used this old antique car here, but it's a really cool-looking car. And the color's very visible. It's a bright, nice, clear image, so I decided to go ahead and use it. And you can find this car image on the CD. It's called Just Change Color, and so it's real easy to find. But go ahead and open it up if you want to follow along with me. I'm just going to go ahead and go right up here to Image, and then go down to Adjustments, and then right down here I'm going to go all the way down to Replace Color, just like that. Click on Replace Color, and the Replace Color command will pop up here. And then, now, I want you to move the mouse cursor just outside of the Replace Color command, and you will see it change to this little eyedropper tool. You see that? Let me do that again. Okay, here we go. I'm going to move it right outside of the color command, and look at that. It changes to a little eyedropper, and this is where you tell Photoshop which color in the image that you want to change. It's that easy. Just bring it over and click. It could be anywhere. I'm gonna click in this area here because this is more of the red color that I really want to change, more of kind of the mid-tones of the image. I'm going to click right there, and so I've told Photoshop exactly the color that I want to change. I could click over here, but I'm going to click right about here because it has a nice mid-tone. So now check this out over here. You see where it says fuzziness? Okay, let me explain this fuzziness thing. This is the range of the color tones, okay? So in other words, you can control how many tones of red you want you want Photoshop to cover. Okay, if I turn it down really low, you can see the white areas here. Those are the only areas that Photoshop's going to affect. It's the only areas that the Replace Color command's going to affect. Well, this is not going to really do any good. We want to color the entire body of the car, so I'm going to turn the fuzziness all the way up. So we have just the body showing in the Replace Color command, okay? Now, the next step, there's really not a whole lot of steps left. It's just so easy. Come right down to replacement area down here and just change the hue. And look at that, you've changed the color of the car. That's all you have to do. Look, it's a purple car now. And to get more of a realistic effect, turn down the saturation just a little bit, just right about there, and now let's look at it. And that's it, you've got a purple car. How could it be more easier than that? It's just a lot of fun. You can really adjust the hue. You can go down here, you can bring it up a little bit, you can have a pink car, a brown car. It really doesn't matter what color car you want. If you just follow these steps, you can just make it any color you want. Check that out. Let me show you another cool thing, and it doesn't have to be the body of the car. I'll go ahead and move the Replace Color command out of the way here, and I'll move the eyedropper, I'll move the cursor just outside the color command, and I'll come down here and I'll click in the grass. Let's go ahead and color the grass. I mean, why not? I mean, there's lots of grass around. I can just control the fuzziness, which controls the range of the grains of the grass, and after I do that, I can go ahead and come down here to the hue. I'm going to move this over here a little bit and adjust the hue to change the color of the grass. Check it out. Purple grass, man. This is, wow, this is cool. All right, so you kind of get the idea. Okay, well, there you go. That's an easy way to go ahead, or a fast way to go in and change the color in any image. Have fun.